Okay, I'm here with head coach Luke Podmore. A terrific 12-0 win there. I think we really put County to the sword.
Yeah, definitely. I think we started so well. I mean, I've never seen a team be so clinical. We've scored six in the first 20, so and obviously it slowed down a little bit. I think County sat back, obviously realising what was coming their way, but really happy to see loads of people get on the score sheet, work as a team, and obviously, more importantly, a clean sheet at the end as well.
Yeah, it's always looking good. I think they look like their heads had dropped after the first four went in what, like 10, 12 minutes or something. You could see that they were obviously just thinking, oh my God, how far is this one going to go? But we kept at it, and that's good. It showed a good work ethic.
Yeah, and I always say to the girls all the time, you've got to be patient. Teams will sit back at you, they'll sit in different formations and different. You've got to carry on playing the way you play, and they did, to be fair. So, the opportunities came, and Alicia's come on as well and scored three, and we're chipping goals from everywhere now, so it's great to see.
It's nice to see her get a hat-trick there, coming on as a substitute. That's another one to the list of people who seem to be progressing nicely.
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, with Kirsty being banned now, and on Beth Tapp, picked up an injury today, looking at Wednesday, Alicia's probably going to find herself in a starting position, so it's all boding well. And obviously with the games we've got coming up, the two cup finals, it's important that every single player is throwing the hat in the ring for the starting lineup.
We're here, Merseyrail 1-3-0, so the goal difference is pretty much down to zero now.
Well, we're plus one, I think, actually, now. We're one ahead of them, so obviously with the games they've got coming up and the games we've got coming up, hopefully we can push that a little bit more. And if something happens, we're there.
Yeah, I think that's what we need to be. We just need to be in position. If they do slip up, if Warrington beat them in any of the next two matches, that we're there to pounce. And
that's
then
the one.
Hopefully we can get a few people along on Wednesday, 6:30, down at
West Isbury in Shortland.
Yep, okay, so that'll be a good match. It's first of a double-header because we're back here the following Sunday.
That's it, yeah. So like I say, two games close. We've had three games in 8 days now, so it'll be good to see how the ladies get on with that.
Yeah, I'm sure they will get on fine. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Neil.